Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I'm not overly confident in the Redskins because they are not healthy enough to feel real good going into any game at this point, but I feel like you're getting Dallas at a real good time. Walls seem to be caving in on them a little bit. They're talking about their coaches, job security. They are banged up and injury-riddled. Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan, we just played some of the audio, is answering questions about his confidence level and Dak Prescott and the Ezekiel Elliott suspension ending their season effectively. If you're going to play Dallas, this is probably as good a time as any to do it. And I've always felt like when you play a team, more important than who you play, I think this is a nice break for the Redskins. 3-4 weeks from now, they might be a different team. A few weeks ago when you played them and they had Elliott, they beat you and he ran for 150 yards. Now, I'll pass along one other thing, which is just the injury update as far as Dallas is concerned and what they're going to be dealing with coming into this game. The Cowboys could be without, if you look at yesterday's did not practices, Lyle Collins, their right tackle, so he's probably not going to play. Now, Tyron Smith was limited. I would say Trent Williams style, he's going to play at left tackle, but he's not 100%, had a bad holding penalty that cost them a touchdown last week. Zach Martin, their guard, also limited, may not play. Concussion, still in the protocol. Malik Collins, a defensive tackle. Justin Durant on the defensive side of the ball, limited and didn't practice respectively. So Sean Lee didn't practice again, probably not going to play. It's not like they're healthy either. This is the kind of game I think the Redskins have a good chance to win. Run it with Samaje Perine, set some plays up down the field and play action on the carpet, throw some balls up to Josh Doctson, use some speed with Jamison Crowder in the seams in the slot. I think this could be a similar game to the Giants game where you win a 23-17, 23-13 kind of game.
I got this weird feeling. And I know it's because I hate the Cowboys so much, and I fear my pain of losing to the Cowboys.
It's just Redskins fandom.
But it's also Redskins fandom. I get the sense that it's like a punt to Ryan Switzer that he returns or some sort of gaffe, and they're not able to, like...
He may not play either.
Yeah, he's on the injury report as well. But I have this sinking feeling that this is going to be the one that they circle, that they decide to make bad decisions in the summer and beyond because of this game.
It would make sense just because, again, A, they're not that good, and B, they're just not healthy. Like, there's no reason right. They should go to Dallas and win 31-10. There's just none. But if the Cowboys play like they did the last couple weeks, you've got to beat them somewhat handily. Do you think Dallas has three stinkers in them in a row? Because they're not as bad as they've been playing. Or I guess it would be four in a row.
Be four in a row now.
We know they have three. Would they potentially be able to play a fourth game as bad as they've looked? Let's go to Chris in Alexandria. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Appreciate you.
I think this is finally rearing its ugly head as far as Dak Prescott. I kind of think you guys just really just touched upon it. In my theory, and I talked to a lot of people, that last year, the reason why Dak was so good was simply because Dak was able to do what he could do and what they let him do. Now without Zeke, as you put so, perfectly, how important he is, you're now seeing what Dak may be. You know, I don't think Dad is the guy who says, oh, let me put this on my shoulder, I'll take you. As you can see, he can't complete, a pass more than 5 yards or 20 yards, anything beyond that. He's inaccurate.
Well, I think it's only fair to him to say this. As much as I think he was being overrated last year as he went on that run, because it was 72 and sunny and there wasn't a lot on his plate, as I like to put it, he is going to be underrated if you base your assessment on him on these last three games. He is not this. This is the worst stretch of his career. Now, is he more this or the other thing? I guess that could be up for debate.
Right now, he's closer to this.
Yeah, I think the truth is probably in the middle. On a 1-10 scale, he's been a 3 the last few weeks. Last year, he was an 8.5, and he's probably actually a 5, or 6 or something like that.
I would love to see, I'd be fascinated to see, if you gave him, say, number 10 in the league caliber weaponry, because he doesn't have that right now. He just doesn't. Dez Bryant is name recognition only, is not the same guy. He's no longer a star. He just doesn't get the separation, still wins some jump balls, still makes some incredible plays because he's that physically gifted.
But let's not pretend like they have bad weapons. Their weapons, compared to what they were a couple years ago, are down. But Dez Bryant doesn't need to be open to catch passes. Dez Bryant is better than any wide receiver the Redskins have.
100%. 100% okay? He is.
Jason Witten can't run away from anybody, but is an absolute safety valve who catches everything and still gets open constantly in the middle of the field and could have an 8 or 9 catch game.
He's still crafty. I mean, I think Cole Beasley can
Cole
play.
Cole Beasley
is
in
what
the slot is one of the 10 best slot receivers in the league. I've never been a big Terrell Williams guy as a second receiver.
Terrence Williams, yeah.
Terrence Williams, sorry.
He's athletic and fast, and the idea of him is better than the actual player.
Correct, but that's not a bad second receiver. They have a speedy option vertically down the field in Bryce Butler. That is middle-of-the-pack NFL weaponry right now. Absolutely. He has average, adequate NFL weaponry. His running back, Alfred Morris, who's averaging well over 4 yards per carry, is fine. That kid Rod Smith, by the way, who I think could torch the Redskins this week while everyone talks about Alfred Morris,
yeah, he's not bad.
Is actually really good. Their offensive line in front of him, while banged up, is still one of the 8 or 9 best offensive lines easily in football. I'm not willing to write a check, an excuse for him that he doesn't have good weapons. That is not the case.
Well, the only thing, that's where you and I would disagree. I'd say that right now that group is in the 20s, and we're figuring out how bad they truly are without Ezekiel Elliott. Because you think of how easy it was for guys like Reed and Crowder and some of these other dudes because you had two studs on the outside last year. I think now we're kind of seeing that effect where the offense has had to morph, and that's what makes what the Redskins are doing that much more impressive.
O-line is still really good. Morris and Smith together are fine. Yeah, I look at that group. If you can't win with that group, that's a problem. Now, I think he can win with that group. I think the last three games have been a little bit of a mirage, and it just takes time. If they had an entire offseason, in other words, to go into the year without Ezekiel Elliott and to plan accordingly, I think it would look very different than, hey, let's just rip all the things you do well away from you. You can't do them anymore. You have 5 days to prepare. Go get them. That's kind of what you're seeing, in my opinion, right now.
And so it's a balance. What I'm trying to say is he's atrocious talking about Dak. It's been embarrassing. 5 picks over the stretch. They can't move the football. They can't score points. They've been a disaster in the red zone, getting to the red zone the whole 9 yards. He's obviously not this bad. I'm saying of the pie as to why they've struggled this mightily, I would say that the weapons are like a 10% factor. That's all I'm trying to point out, is that they ain't that good anymore. We know the names because they've been there for a while, but they're not special, in my opinion. I guess that's the only point I'm making.
Absolutely. They're not special. But to me, the weapons are not an issue here right now. He has better weapons than probably 17 or 18 quarterbacks in the league this weekend to go out and play with. Just as a starting point, when you've got a back of Alfred Morris's resume, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, who's going to the Hall of Fame and still gets open, Cole Beasley in the slot, you should be able to move the football. But there's no excuse not to. Daryl in D.C., what's up?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, dude.
It's funny if y'all say something about Terrence Williams. I think three of them bail receivers in the league, but Josh Gordon still obviously has an opportunity to play. But anyway, talking about the topic, I still always think they have a chance. I always think about that 13-0 in Dallas, and we came back and won. We can always go either way with this game. I mean, it's just because of the history and just some mysterical whatever happens. Every time we play the Cowboys, something crazy or goofy happens to where it falls in their favor or it falls in our favor. I mean, think about just that. Through history, obviously, the 89 Cowboys, they went 1-15-8 in the first year. The only team they beat was the Redskins. But with that being said, they have weapons. They still have them there. The Redskins' problem is you can't stop the run. So they're always, any team always have a shot at beating us. You cannot stop the run. Ziggy Hood don't hold up blockers. Ioannidis is playing with a club on his hand. McClain, McGee, I mean, you name them. Who do you really have on the front foot that can stop the run? Anybody has a chance against the Redskins when you can't stop the run.
Ziggy Hood's been much better the last couple weeks than probably people would assume just as a kind of a journeyman. Mm-hmm. But your point's well taken. You took your best defensive lineman. You said, you're gone. Now Matt Ioannidis is. Now you're gone, and you're back as a shell of yourself. Hey, they're watered down up front. Chris in Haymarket, what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Gary and Dave. Happy 17 days until Star Wars is out, Dave.
Day.
That's more for Danny, but, you know, there's still hope.
Oh, we're all very excited. We're
Grant's
all
big
very
Star
happy.
Wars, Mark. Big fan.
Hey, here's the deal. Normally, I am on the Danny crew here where I have a sick pit in my stomach saying there's going to be some three punt returns for touchdowns or just a couple of weird bounces that always happen. But for some reason, I feel confident for this game because of matchups and because of those superstars on Dallas. Sean Lee and Ezekiel Elliott, and even the offensive line, they're out. They're pretty much banged up. That's why I like the matchups, because of our cornerbacks versus their receivers, our receivers versus their cornerbacks, and the way we could establish the run. For some reason, I'm confident going into this week.
I think the defense has a chance to have a really good game, and they need to, by the way. But to your point, Danny, with the way that offense has looked and the way those guys are playing, keep them out of sync. What by any means necessary.
Don't be the get-right team.
Exactly.
Which the Redskins have been so many times.
Don't allow anything easy, because that's all it really takes to get a team going. If someone slips and falls and Terrence Williams scores a 68-yard touchdown in the first quarter, now all of a sudden you're breathing easier and the problems are behind you and you've already gotten seven and you're a touchdown away from your highest output in a couple weeks. Just make sure tackles, make everything difficult. Make them go on 10-play drive.
It could be one small thing. Never forget against Green Bay, this is a group that they couldn't do anything. Couldn't get out of their own way. Aaron Rodgers got them the jump for an offsides. They got a free play, and next thing you know, Green Bay's offense was unstoppable again. That's all it took.
The playoffs you're talking about.
Yeah, you never know.
Yep. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll give you our NFL power rankings top five clubs in the NFL as Danny sees them, as I see them. Next, Ian Rappaport at 1.
Right now, Grant and Danny for our buddies at Window Nation. Did you know the deepest discounts on home remodeling projects come in the winter? Think about it. It makes sense, right? You get the best deals on summer clothing when? After the summer's over. Same applies for windows. Demand's down, inventory up. Expert installers are just twiddling their thumbs waiting for the call. So you got to call our buddies at Window Nation, mention their 000 sale, zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for one full year, GP.
Update your windows now, pay later. Save your money. Use that cash this holiday season. Call them today. They'll give you an additional 50% off all styles of windows. This is a great deal. We promise you it's not going to last long. You got to go with the company that's installed 350,000 windows, more than 65,000 homes, including mine and Danny's. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Mention that 000 sale Danny told you about. Zero down, zero payments, 0% interest for a full year. Plus, you're getting 50% off all style windows.
866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.